Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Today we are talking about demand for electric vehicles and Tesla. We have seen the spike, but now we've got a little bit more data to go through, validate some of the conversations we've been having around pricing earlier this week. Also got news on the production status and supply chain for Giga Shanghai, an update on drone flyovers for Tesla factories, news on Tesla Energy, FSD beta, and a few other items as well. Another strong day in the markets today, with Tesla finishing up 3.9% to $905.39. This is the highest close for Tesla in over a month. NASDAQ also performing well today, up about 2%. Despite all the volatility and the extremely tough environment for growth stocks in particular, Tesla is actually faring pretty well so far year to date, even though it started the year at a relatively high point. Tesla down 14% on the year, the NASDAQ down 11% on the year. I think that's demonstrative of the underlying strength that Tesla has. Yes, it is a little bit of an underperformance, but I don't know that you'd be able to find many other companies out there with price-to-earnings ratios above 100 that have done better than Tesla. If anybody has some good filtering and analysis tools, maybe check that out and let me know if you do. But either way, Tesla holding up pretty well. And I think we've gone through a lot of the fundamental reasons for why that should be. And obviously, I think this is still underrepresenting those reasons. But I did want to start out with one of those today, and that is electric vehicle and Tesla demand. So we've been kind of keeping an eye on this. We've talked about the price increases that have hit last week and then this week significantly. As I've walked through, I believe that is mostly demand related. We've got more data on that now, as Google Trends has now got enough data, let's say a week or two of data, to allow for comparisons against further back periods of time. So 12 months and longer. And if we just look at that 12-month graph for electric vehicle search interest in the United States, we can see that by far these last couple of weeks have had the highest search interest in the last year. With how Google Trends displays data, the highest peak is always going to index at 100. The previous peak on this graph for the United States peaked at 58, so almost twice as much search interest, although it's not directly comparable quite in that way because this is relative search interest that normalizes for seasonality and things like that. So we kind of have to take a best guess, but we can see here directionally, this is a huge spike, with this interest very likely being driven by high gas prices. Obviously, this is not unique to the United States. If we look at the worldwide graph here, we can see that electric vehicle search interest has spiked worldwide, though relative to previous peaks, not quite spiking as aggressively. The previous high in this case, 69 versus the United States previous high, as I said, 58. Very similar charts for the Model Y, which actually tends to lag behind the Model 3 in search interest still a little bit. But here I've expanded out the time frame. So this starts April 1st, 2019. And I did this so that we could see the search interest for the Model Y after obviously a huge spike at the unveiling event. So just taking the time period after that unveiling event. Right now, this is the highest search interest for the Model Y in that entire almost 3-year period since the unveiling. And it's not really all that particularly close either. This is the case for both the United States and worldwide. In the US, the previous peak was about a 72 index, and then worldwide, even a little bit lower at 66. So again, because of how Google presents this data and the relativity of it, we can't just say that search interest is up 50%, but I mean, it looks pretty much like it's probably up in that ballpark from the previous highs. And it's also important to consider that if these searches are in correlation with high gas prices, it's not just people Googling to see, oh, what is the Model Y? Like, what's this new product that's been unveiled? They're Googling it to find out if they want to buy it. One other thing that I want to mention while we are on this topic of demand, Tesla in China has started to issue a no resale commitment letter for vehicles sold under the China Fleet Sales Frame Agreement. So I think that is just for fleet sales, but maybe for individual vehicles as well. And that requires the buyer to guarantee that any vehicles purchased will not be resold to a third party within a period of 1 year. Tesla says that if this does happen, there is a 20% penalty, which, if not paid, allows Tesla to restrict things like supercharging service. So we've talked about this before. If Tesla decides that, hey, we're just not going to increase prices, then resellers are just going to capture a larger share of profits that Tesla should have earned. Tesla can try to do stuff like this to help with that, but ultimately then they have to enforce it, and that's a challenge as well. So anyway, main point being that electric vehicle interest in Teslas, has increased sharply here. We may look back on this as an inflection point. I think Tesla, on some of their comments about 2021, sort of viewed that as an inflection point in demand. They said that that really caught them off guard. Well, what happens when you have one inflection point followed by another? Things can get pretty interesting, and that's what we'll be here to follow. All right, next on the supply side, we've got a few updates out of China. So Reuters is reporting that Tesla has restarted production after a 2-day stoppage. As we had talked about, there'd been a little bit of conflicting reporting on that. I have been able to confirm that Tesla did stop production, but that was only from the morning of March 16th until the night shift of March 17th. So I think Reuters saying that it didn't start until the 18th. It was actually a little bit earlier than that, so not even 2 full days of downtime. I've also been told that because Tesla is supply constrained and operating below capacity at Giga Shanghai, they should be able to actually make up that production lost. So I suppose as it stands now, I would still expect above 70,000 from Giga Shanghai for March, but we'll see. Now, in terms of some of the supply challenges, those have been exacerbated a little bit here by something that's going on in Japan. So if you hadn't heard yet, there was a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that has caused Renesas, which is a big producer of semiconductors, microcontrollers for the automotive industry, to have to suspend production at three of their plants in Japan. I've been told that this is a supplier for Tesla, and they've already had supply chain challenges. It's possible that this makes those worse for Tesla. It'll obviously depend on how Renesas allocates their limited production. So that happened on the evening of March 16th. Renesas has said they have restarted some production processes, some test production as well, and that they expect to reach full production by March 23rd. So depending on how that ramp back up looks, maybe a little bit less than a week of downtime here. Toyota did comment and said that they expect to lose about 20,000 vehicles of production from shutdowns related to this earthquake, though they did not specify which parts specifically would cause that. So hopefully relatively limited impact to Tesla if it's only 20,000 for Toyota, but again, kind of depends on allocation. We've actually got a bit of other factory news here related to drone flyovers. So both Wuwa, who does Giga Shanghai, and then someone that does Giga Berlin drone flyovers, both received communication that they shared on Twitter, a little bit different in each case, that Tesla is now being more restrictive of drone flyovers. I don't think there's been any communication mentioned by any of the Giga Texas operators. We'll keep an eye out for that, but we may be seeing fewer updates now on Berlin and Shanghai. I do think there's a chance that there's just heightened security measures being put in place here. Don't want to overly speculate, but maybe that could be due to some retaliation concerns from Elon providing Starlink to Ukraine. A different drone-related update we get here from Giga Nevada. Sawyer Merritt sharing out a photo of Giga Nevada, and it shows apparently 293 megapacks sitting in the lot there at Giga Nevada. We'd had big numbers reported there before. It looks like those are continuing to stack up. And the 293 megapacks sitting there now, that's likely just over 1 gigawatt hour of energy storage. So if and when those end up leaving Giga Nevada, we'll probably see a pretty big spike in the energy storage delivered for that quarter. Next, we've just got a quick update on FSD Beta. Elon did tweet out last night that the launch for FSD Beta in Canada will be happening next week. Now, we've seen timelines on that before. There aren't any hedges here from Elon, so hopefully we can be more confident, and at least it wasn't 2 weeks. Next, we've got an update on Lucid. Peter Rawlinson speaking with Reuters and mentioning the possibility of price increases for Lucid as well, saying, quote, "There's an inevitability that we will have to look at the price points of models that are coming out in the future," end quote. Reuters says that he cited nickel prices as one of those factors. Now, it's not entirely clear to me what is meant there because he's saying future models. I definitely think he's making these comments to soften the blow for eventual price increases, but I'm not sure if he's talking there about future deliveries for the Lucid Air or if he's actually talking about other models like they've got the Gravity and then they plan to have cheaper cars later on too. So not entirely clear on that, but he did note that they're not going to change prices on current reservation holders, which obviously makes sense after Rivian's attempt to do that. The other comment that stuck out to me was on supply chain challenges. Rawlinson said that he was quote-unquote super frustrated because they're not gated by silicon chips or ability to make electric motors. Instead, they are bottlenecked by suppliers for windshield glass, carpeting, and some exterior trim parts. Oh, it's almost like volume production is difficult. I feel like, I don't know, it's vague recollection of someone saying that at some point in time. Maybe something about being constrained by your least lucky supplier across thousands and thousands of parts. I don't know, can't remember for sure, but I just thought it was kind of funny for him to say he was super frustrated by that when constraints like that popping up were pretty predictable even under normal supply chain circumstances. All right, last couple of things here. First, on the new electric Hummer, GM has recalled 10 of these vehicles. That's not all that they have produced. That's just the set of vehicles that may have this specific problem, which is something with the software and the taillights. Anyway, what's most interesting about this is that even though this is a software issue, GM is doing a physical recall on this and they're actually replacing hardware, the taillight assembly, if they need to. They say that the replacement tail lamp assemblies have corrected embedded software in the microcontroller. So yeah, just 10 cars, not important, but interesting that GM is not able to fix that over the air. Don't worry though, because The Verge did point out with their headline that they can fix this very quickly. Strange that they didn't note something similar when they talked about Tesla's recalls, which could be fixed over the air. Well, I guess that's just par for the course. All right, last item for today then is on The Boring Company. Quite a bit of news here over the last few days. Here we've got an update on the project in Las Vegas with Resorts World Las Vegas yesterday saying that they hope to have the portion of the tunneling system connecting Resorts World and the Las Vegas Convention Center open next month. So there is a National Association of Broadcasters convention, April 23rd through 27th. They're hoping to have it open and operating for that event. Nice to see that continued progress. Anyway, that will wrap it up for the day and for the week. Hope everybody has an amazing weekend. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you on Monday for the March 21st episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.